prize in medicine. They figured out how cells do their work and function. But first, how Washington isn't.
The government shutdown continues as many wait to see what House Speaker John Boehner's next move will be. Over the weekend, it seemed his position had hardened. On the Sunday talk shows, Boehner rejected calls to reopen the government and raise the federal debt limit, saying that the House would not pass a so-called clean continuing resolution to get the government back up and running unless President Obama agreed to negotiate. Here he is on ABC's This Week talking about a clean resolution.
There's no way we're going to pass when the votes are not in the House to pass a clean debt limit. And the president is risking default by not having a conversation with us.
NPR's digital politics editor Charlie Mattesian joins us now from Washington for the latest. And Charlie, well, let's start with what we just heard from John Boehner, because there's a lot of question about this, of the idea that if you were to put this up for a vote, a clean continuing resolution to fund the government but not make changes to the health care law, that it would pass. Are the votes there to do that or not?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, Jeremy. Democrats point to a letter that they released this weekend with close to 200 signatures that called for a vote on a clean, what's called a CR. And together with the 22 House Republicans who have also publicly called for a vote for the same, that would be enough votes to pass. But Speaker Boehner says the opposite. He says there's not enough votes in the House at the moment. And now it's possible that he simply doesn't want to buck Tea Party conservatives and hold a vote. But it's also true that there might be a chance that he's right, because he understands better than anyone that what those 22 congressmen said isn't the same as an actual vote. So when push comes to shove, some of those 22 Republicans may not be willing to vote with Democrats and against the majority of their party.
Well, Peter King has said that the numbers would be much higher if it was a secret ballot.
Right. He has said that. But you never know what the motivations of members are, you know, and there are primaries to think about back home. And I think that's probably part of Boehner's calculus.
Well, there was a point, though, where it looked like Boehner could bring a clean CR, as you say, to a vote. Why is he now refusing to do this? Because it was even brought up on This Week with George Stephanopoulos that in July, Boehner had gone to the majority leader, Harry Reid, in the Senate and offered to pass a clean funding resolution with no amendments to the health care law, and that was accepted. And now he's reneging.
Right. That was the talk of the Sunday show circuit yesterday. And Boehner's position is that while they definitely considered passing a clean CR and there were conversations with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, his position is that there was never any actual deal. And clearly, Reid sees things very differently. And that, in a way, explains why his language towards Speaker Boehner has been so unusually harsh, or at least by congressional standards. Because today, for example, his office issued a press release that stopped just short of calling Boehner a liar. And he said that Boehner had a, quote, credibility problem and had a consistent pattern of saying things that fly in the face of facts or stand at odds with his past actions. And so that's pretty tough stuff for the leader of the august Senate to say. And the tone of Reid's approach suggests that he very much feels misled.
Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew made the rounds on the shows yesterday and said that negotiations over the Affordable Care Act in order to get a deal are not going to go anywhere.
We've just spent the last several months with Congress creating this ridiculous choice where either you repeal the Affordable Care Act or you shut down the government or default on the United States. That is not the way we should do business.
So, Charlie, is there the chance of some sort of a short-term solution to this, to raise the debt ceiling maybe for a certain period of time and reopen the government and push this fight down the road?
Well, Lew, of course, reiterated the president's call for a short-term stopgap spending bill. But the reality is that there were no signs of serious negotiations over the weekend. Neither side appears to be giving an inch. And the October 17th deadline to raise the debt ceiling is fast approaching. So it's beginning to look very likely and more likely that the federal government remains closed through the week.
And what about the idea that this may all end up being solved with some sort of a grand bargain on taxes and spending? Is that possible?
Well, here's one big problem with the grand bargain talk. When Speaker Boehner raised the idea at a White House meeting last week with the president and congressional leaders, according to one Democratic account from the event, the speaker was laughed at. And the president, of course, has said he's open to pursuing a big budget deal, but again, not until the government shutdown is over and the debt limit is raised. So the idea of a grand bargain is something here floated much more by Republicans now, because they'd like to alter the political narrative. And, you know, it's offered in some sense to help get out of a political box that they now find themselves themselves in. And also, if you look on the other side of the aisle, it's not really an idea that many Democrats embrace for any number of reasons, among them the fact that it would be viewed as a reward to Republicans for their approach to the current budget crisis.
Charlie, you know, the idea that this is more about Republicans saving face than actually some sort of a spending and debt solution has come up. There's this famous quote now from Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman of Indiana telling The Washington Examiner, "We're not going to be disrespected. We have to get something out of this. And I don't know what that even is." How much of this is just about the Republican Party at this point trying to save face and get something out of this?
Boy, would he like to take back that quote. He actually apologized pretty shortly afterwards. But, you know, there's no question there's a face-saving element to the reemergence of the grand bargain talk, for example. And I think what we're seeing is maybe not necessarily the end game, but the beginning of a Republican realization that the effort to defund Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act didn't achieve its goal, and that they now run the risk of losing the politics of the shutdown if they can't show some kind of trophy at the end of this debate. And no matter which side you're talking about, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, when the dust clears, each party needs to be able to show its base that it achieved or accomplished something from this impasse.
Charlie Mattesian is NPR's digital politics editor. Charlie, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.